In the woodland at the Pochettiere, the trees planted along the canal constitute a real woodland. Trees, shrubs, flowers, ferns, mosses and mushrooms all live together and are mutually dependent. Here we find the main Breton tree species, beech, pedunculate, oak and chestnut. Most of these trees were planted to create shade along the canal. Take a closer look and you will find other species such as wild cherry, Scots pine, hornbeam, false acacia or maple. These trees are very often found with ivy clinging to the trunk by its aerial roots. The evergreen foliage of ivy protects the trees from rain, winter cold and summer heat. Take a good look at the tree covered with ivy. The ends of the branches are never reached by the ivy, which allows the tree to open out its foliage. On summer evenings, you will smell the delicate scent of honeysuckle. This climbing vine has a habit of gripping its support and will strangle young trees which it can eventually kill. The forest floor is woven with the threads of mycelium, which envelop roots, allowing access to water and mineral salts in exchange for sugars produced by the tree's photosynthesis. This vast underground network also allows information to be exchanged between trees. For example, a beech tree being grazed by a deer will emit a warning signal to its neighbours, which in turn will increase the tannin content of their leaves, making them less appetising. This woodland shelters a specific fauna. Woodpeckers, excellent woodland birds, carve out cavities in the trees for nesting purposes. From the end of winter, you will hear woodpeckers drumming on trees. This acts as a song for the very common greater spotted woodpecker, as well as the large crow-sized black woodpecker, which lives exclusively in the forest habitat. Other species of woodpecker frequent the banks of the canal. The green woodpecker, which appreciates the meadows, the lesser spotted woodpecker, the size of a sparrow, or more rarely, the middle spotted woodpecker, which likes old trees. In spring, the woodpecker digs out a cavity in a tree trunk to shelter its nest. You will easily notice these holes in the trunks around you. Cavities from previous years are very rarely reused by woodpeckers. Other tenants will take possession. Birds such as the Eurasian nuthatch or tits, as well as the discreet stock dove, build their nest in an empty woodpecker's cavity. Often seen and very present here is the red squirrel. However, more difficult to observe is its main predator, the pine martin. This carnivore, about the size of a cat, will happily settle into the large nesting cavities made by the black woodpecker. In the evening, you will come across bats amid the tree cover. Protected species, in Europe at least, these are only insectivores. Some species are forest dwellers and also take advantage of woodpecker cavities to raise their young in summer. The surrounding trees are shelter for the barbastelle bat, which hunts moss around the forest edge. The Daubenton bat, which favours greater spotted woodpecker cavities, captures its prey on the surface of both canal or lake.